Imagine living near O'Hare. The noise of the airplanes is annoying. And it's not fair of me to say this next thing, but the only thing more annoying to me would seemingly be all the people that always complain about it because you live near the airport. And that's so harsh for me to say because I don't live there and I don't know. And it's a very oversimplification of a very complex problem. So I recognize that that's rude of me. But there's a new wrinkle in this story, and John Byrne from the Chicago Tribune is here to explain a little bit more. John, happy Tuesday. Thanks for hopping on with us.
Thanks for having me on.
So the problem now, or the issue now, for folks that live near O'Hare is that, and correct me if I've got any of this wrong, because I know that we've been through many iterations of this runway development plan, but right. We have a new runway on the northern end of the O'Hare airfield, but it's so underutilized that folks that thought they were going to get a reprieve from one of the southern runways, or at least like half a little bit more balance, so not every flight took off there. We just haven't seen that balance yet. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, that's it. The city for a long time was telling people on the south end of the, live along the kind of flight path on the south end of the airport, just wait until we get this new airport runway open on the north side in November of 2020, and then that will enable us to pull some portion of these planes that have been bombing over your houses and have them land on the north side instead. But what we've seen in the months since is that while some small percentage of planes have been using this new northern runway, really the same flight paths on the south that have been getting the brunt of this for the past 8 years or so are really still getting, overwhelmingly are still getting the brunt of it now, even 6 months after the new runway opened.
I want to get to the north runway in a second. And then for people like me that say, well, these people near the south runway, you know, they bought a house near the airport. What do they expect? But there is the south runway is being utilized more because of the development of the airport, right? Like, it wasn't always that these people were the ones consistently bombarded. So they had a base level that they expected, and now sure. It's way more. They were promised less, but it hasn't delivered yet.
I talked to a woman in Bloomingdale. She must live 20 miles from the airport, right?
Wow, yeah.
And she bought her house in 1980, she and her husband, and from 1980 until 2013, they had very little, no airplane noise at all, she said, basically. And then in 2013, the redevelopment of the airport, they realigned the runways, and all of a sudden she says it's constant. This is 20 miles from the airport, 20
wow.
miles west of the airport.
Yeah.
You know? She says, well, we can't use our pool in the backyard. It's horrible. It's awful. And she was really looking forward to this new runway, and it opened up. She and her neighbors toasted. They lifted their drinks and said, you know, cheers. We were finally going to get this relief. We were promised at least a modicum of relief. And she just says, that's just every bit as bad as it's ever been. So she says, I didn't move near the airport. The airport moved to me.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up for dolts like me who say, well, you live right next door. No, these are planes that are coming in 20 miles away. Okay, so, yeah. I mean, the percentages are shockingly low of how much they're using this north runway. I think it's grown a little bit over the past couple months, but have they said why they haven't equally distributed this yet?
Yes, they say that what they're doing is they're working on extending another northern runway, an existing northern runway, near the new one that opened. There's still work going on that one to make it longer. And so they say that it's inefficient to use the runway that they opened back in November because it's difficult to taxi planes near the construction that's going on to extend this other runway. So they say, okay, stay patient. This is the city and the FAA say, stay patient. Sometime later this year in the fall, we'll finish extending this other northern runway, and then at that point, we'll be able to more efficiently utilize both the northern runways, and then that'll be time for people up in on the north side of Chicago, farther north, the far northwest side, will then, in theory, start to see a lot more planes than they do now,
and also
parts of the western suburbs that are currently not seeing as much will probably see an uptick.
I mean, it makes what their explanation makes sense, but where my eye roll comes into play, and I imagine the people that you talked to too, was that communicated to them, or were they told November 20 was going to be the reprieve?
Right. They say they were all said November 20 marked on their calendars because that's what they've been hearing over the past 7-8 years. Is they've said, look, you got to help us out. We're getting crushed here. They say they've been told November 20, when we open this new one, whenever this new one opens, the one that opened November 20, that'll be the time when we can start evening things out. And they just haven't gotten what they expected and what they were told from the city and the FAA.
You mentioned this briefly there at the end of your last answer to your last question. This isn't like we're going to be away from airport noise. This is just a redistribution of eventually what will be people complaining, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, that's the thing, right? I mean, like, you're going to see already, there's already one runway in the far northern part of the airport that lands planes. If you're in Chicago and you live in, like, Edison Park, you're already getting, you know, like, far, 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 far north Chicago, and then the northern part of Park Ridge, places like that, they're already seeing a lot of noise. But in between, like, a little bit south of them, probably hasn't been seeing very much noise at all, and they're going to start seeing quite a bit more if this comes to pass as we've been told it will.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see. We'll just have to see, you know. And more air traffic, bigger planes, part of this too, and noisier planes. So, you know, I think we can expect this to remain an issue for the people who deal with it, and remain a thing that people who think those people are being obnoxious get to just say, hey, you moved near the airport. I mean, this isn't going away.
Right. I tell you what, both my grandparents lived in houses in Norwich, and it was so fun going to visit them because the planes were so low. And I'd just be like, Grandma, isn't this so cool? She'd be like, try living here.
I can wave at the pilot, Grandma. He waved back at me.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. John, thanks for breaking this down for us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.